Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John the Baptist had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus.
This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Hope you're doing well. Alec, you read from the first chapter of John's Gospel, and we're looking at great leaders in the Christian church. Andrew is someone you admire, as do your fellow Scots.
John Scots can't claim that Andrew, one of Jesus' disciples, is one of our own, but it is a country that calls Andrew a patron saint and has what's called St. Andrew's Cross emblazoned on the national flag.
So clearly a close identification here. What's the connection?
Well, legends abound about ways to connect Andrew with Scotland, but one of the main stories is that a Scottish chief was granted a vision of St. Andrew's Cross, the saltire, before going into battle. Victory was won, Andrew was adopted, and the rest is history.
And Andrew has a close connection with Reason Why International.
The logo of Reason Why International carries St. Andrew's Cross, partly because the ministry was launched in Scotland, but more importantly, when Andrew heard about Jesus, the first thing he did was go and tell someone else.
And of course, that captures the very heartbeat of Reason Why.
Oh, absolutely. When we realize how good the good news is, we can't afford to keep it to ourselves. Peter normally grabs all the attention, but Andrew is an inspiration for us all. For every Peter standing on the platform, there's an Andrew smiling in the background, remembering how God wants to use us all to bring people to Christ.
That's Alec McClellan, who's written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, a great read in helping you understand your worldview and possibly the worldview of those around you. ReasonWhy.org is the place to go to learn more about A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World.